But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. This is one of those verses that almost every Christian knows, but it's probably one in which many don't fully understand. There's often the question that some will ask of how many fruit are there? Or some people may state that they don't understand why the word fruit is singular. If you're to ask me, I think the reason why it is singular is more to indicate how these nine qualities are basically part of a whole. If fruit was plural, indicating multiple fruit of the Spirit, then we would want to pick and choose which fruit we wanted. Much like with a fruit plate, if you don't like the strawberries or pineapple, you can just ignore them and eat the blueberries, bananas, and cantaloupe. I think that's why many of us look at this verse and want it to be talking about multiple fruit. Some of these qualities are easier to exhibit than others. So we want to pick and choose which qualities we exhibit ourselves. I mean, oftentimes kindness, goodness, and faithfulness to some people are easy to exhibit. And depending on the person, we could probably show love with no problem. It's when you look at qualities such as patience and self-control that you realize some of these qualities are harder to show and have expressed in our lives than others. We at times want to say, can't we just focus on 5 out of the 9? I mean, that's a good majority of those of that list. I mean, if you're playing a best of series, 5 out of 9 gets you a win. Isn't that good enough? How we should look at the fruit of the Spirit is more like one fruit with these 9 aspects. Take a Fuji apple, for instance. It has a specific taste, sweetness, tartness, texture, smell, nutrition value, etc. It has a number of characteristics and aspects that differentiate it from a strawberry or even a Red Delicious or Granny Smith apple. And so much like the different parts that make up an apple, the fruit of the Spirit are the different aspects that make up our spiritual life. That as they are brought to fullness, we become more of the person God has created us to be. So you see, there is a reason why Paul said, the fruit of the Spirit is, and not the fruits of the Spirit are. Because it is basically all or nothing. As a believer, each of these 9 qualities that Paul mentions should be expressed in our lives as it shows the Holy Spirit working in and through us. It is a litmus test of sorts for a changed life. I mean, an unbeliever believer might be able to exhibit many of these qualities, but a believer will exhibit them all. I mean, a Jolly Rancher is sweet, and often tastes just like different fruit. And a plastic fruit may have the shape, color, general look of real fruit, but they are imitators and not the real thing, as they do not have all of the qualities that make up the fruit that they are made to taste or look like. So, one thing you can do is just examine yourself. Ask God to come and help develop all aspects of the fruit of the Spirit in your life to help you grow into the person He has created you to be.